Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Ira Hobbs. Ira is the Deputy Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the co-chair of the Federal CIO Council Workforce and Human Capital for IT Committee. And joining us in our conversation is Jim Martin.
Ira, how have the IT positions in government evolved over the last decade? And additionally, what do you think it'll look like in the future?
Everyone always thinks of the IT shop as the, you know, the folks with the toolkit, you know, the neat little miniature screws and screwdrivers running up and down the hallway, plugging and unplugging. I think what has happened that is probably most predominant in terms of change in the information technology role has been this notion of the CIO or the IT organization having a seat at the management table. When you look at where our economy has gone in this country, when you look at, you know, the real benefits of the lifestyles that we have today, when you pull a cover back, what's driving that is information technology. You know, information technology is really fueling this kind of thing in our society, in our cars. You know, I tell folks about video games like the Xbox, you know, where you're online and, you know, you're playing with 300,000 people. Never happened in my neighborhood, never happened on my street when I was coming up, but it's there. So it's evolved in the federal government in the same way. More and more the technology side of the house is being asked by the business side of the house to deliver, you know, not just equipment, but to deliver an end result and to be able to deliver that end result in a way that benefits the program, which in turn benefits the citizen. So I think the biggest change that we've seen in the information technology community is this integration that is occurring of information technology into the business fiber of everything that we do, which is producing a better government, a more efficient government, and a government that citizens can access and use on their terms, as opposed to what we traditionally refer to as the 9 to 4:30 kind of office environment. That's what we're doing. We're opening the government up 24 hours a day.
There's been much debate about whether or not the chief information officer position should be a career civil servant or a political appointed position. What are the pros and cons, the different options?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that the debate will probably rage on as long as there are CIOs who are political or CIOs who are career. Let me first say is that I think there are pros and cons to each. You know, if I were to wager in and give you my opinion, certainly having an institutional understanding of where you have been and where you are trying to go is very important, particularly in an organization where funding is annualized and the population that you seek to serve may be as large as the whole world. You know, I don't think any of us would want to come in and say, I'm here, I'm going to make some decisions for the world, and then I'm going to go home. But at the same time, there's also a connect that is required in terms of as administrations change, the direction that you want to go. Not so much that you don't still want to change the world, but you may want to change it just a little bit like this. So I think there's a balance that needs to be achieved. You know, I think my relationship with my boss is a good one. I think it's a good model, you know. But my sense is it could work either way. But you have to understand the consequences and the need and the necessity for two critical factors, regardless of which role it is. And that is communication and collaboration between that CIO and the executive management about the results that you want to achieve. If you're not doing that, I don't care if you're political, I don't care if you're career, it's not going to work. So I think it can work either way. I think the argument, the debate, it's just that. It's a good argument, it's a good debate. You know, I've seen it work both ways, and I've seen it work well both ways. And so that's the opinion I would offer in on it, Paul.
We've talked a lot about what types of skills that the government is looking for in IT professionals. If someone were to be interested in making a career change from the private sector to government, what steps should he or she take to do so?
Well, you know, certainly there are functional areas that are just hot, right now. And by that, I mean, you know, if you got the skill set, you know, you could get 3 or 4 job offers within the span of a couple of weeks. High on that list is always for me is cybersecurity. You know, the ability to be able to be a part of the protection mechanism of these massive array of systems that we have. So there are going to be hot areas that stand out like that. I think you have to decide what it is that you're really interested in, what it is that you really want to do, and then look at what kind of process you have to go through to either develop, enhance, or acquire those kinds of skills. Sitting down, doing a self-assessment. You know, and be honest with yourself. You know, not all of us were cut out to be mathematicians, and no sense in fooling yourself that all of a sudden you're going to become, you know, like one of these card-carrying dues-paying IEEE members. You know, that doesn't happen overnight. There's years of study. So be realistic about what it is that you're trying to do. Then look for the appropriate vehicle. Is it a technical college versus a junior college versus a 4-year college? Is it getting into some kind of an apprenticeship type program that will allow you to develop the kinds of skills that you want to be marketable in, or those other kinds of things? Particularly, is it government that you really want to work in? Is there a way that you can make that happen? So I think there are many different avenues, but I think the first part of it is making a realistic assessment yourself about what it is that you really think you want to do and then how much you're willing to apply yourself to that.
Ira, you've had a very long and interesting career, as you described in our first segment. So for our last question, I'd like you to be reflective and offer up, what advice would you give to someone interested in a career in public service?
Well, Paul, I'm going to start by saying, you know, I wanted to work in government since I was in the 9th grade. You know, I knew that. When I was in the 9th grade in high school, I knew very clearly that I wanted to work in government. Didn't know what I wanted to do in government, but I knew that I wanted to work in government. So I chose what then was the traditional route, you know. Got out of high school, went to college, got an undergraduate degree in political science, got a master's degree in public administration, and said to the government, here I am. I'm ready. You know, doesn't work that way as well today. I think today, if you're very interested in a career in government, there are a host of wonderful agencies out there. You know, from the Department of Treasury to HHS to Department of Transportation, labor, you name it. There's just a huge array of labor out there. Find out about those organizations. One good thing is that everybody's online now. You can find out more about these agencies online than you ever could before, and certainly more so than you will by picking up a phone and calling them. Look at that information. Find out about it. Everybody's got somebody in their family, believe it or not, just about, who works for the government. People don't want to think that, but we do. So find out from them about their experiences, what they've done. Look for opportunities for summer programs that will allow you to come in and experience a culture within an organization before you make a commitment that that is exactly what I want to do, and even use that as a springboard. There are a number of wonderful programs that help individuals go to college that have, you know, fall and spring, you know, at school and summers with the government, and at the end of those programs, convert them to permanent government jobs. So I'd say look for those kinds of opportunities. Decide where you want to go, decide what you want to do, and then, you know, realize that in the government, we're looking for good people, and we certainly would want to be looking for you if you're interested in working for us.
That's very interesting. Well, Ira, I'm afraid that'll have to be our last question. Jim and I want to thank you for squeezing us in your busy schedule and joining us this morning.
I thank you. And for those of you who want more information about the government, I would clearly suggest and recommend that you look for www.firstgov.gov, which is the portal for the federal government. It is your way to be in 3 clicks to find all of the information that you're looking for about us. And if you just want to go direct and you're interested in information technology, do look for www.cio.gov, which is our website, our homepage, and you'll be able to find out more information about us. Thank you all for having me.
Thank you. Thank you. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Ira Hobbs, Deputy Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the co-chair of the Federal CIO Council Workforce and Human Capital for IT Committee. Be sure and visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and research and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's businessofgovernment.org. This is Paul Lawrence. Thank you for listening.